This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
92.5 WBE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. You go out for dinner with the family, you're all excited, and then the meal goes sideways.
First of all, I went to dinner with some college friends. It was not a family dinner.
Oh.
And they picked a fancy place that I don't do fancy. Okay. I really don't. And it's for a reason. Usually because I have pretty simple taste. So we're there. There's six of us. Okay. We're at the fancy restaurant. I find one thing on the menu that I think I might like because it's full of a lot of things that I know I wouldn't. So I'm like, okay, a roasted stuffed pepper. Sounds good. Says there's vegetables, whole grains, and grilled tomato sauce. Perfect. Sounds good. I order it. They bring it. Thing is straight up like curry and fire. Like it's like I'm trying to eat the sun. It was and I can't do spice. I just can't. I'll be up for days with heartburn. So I've like put my fork down and sat and continued talking. Waiter came over and he was like, and he sees my plate totally hardly touched. And he goes, is everything tasting all right? And I go, actually, I can't eat this. I'm really sorry. It didn't mention on the menu that it was spicy. So, and he took it away.
Now, wait. Did he send it back to be redone?
No, I didn't want anything. I just couldn't eat it. Okay. That's all I said. I said it so politely because, yes, I've been a waitress before. But everybody at the table got like really quiet. It's like they wanted to tell me, like, I can't believe you just sent that back. I'm like, I didn't send. He asked me. I said, I'm not going to eat it because it didn't mention on the menu. You might want to mention it on the menu. That's it. But I felt like such a judged jerk for the rest. I just kept found myself explaining to them like, well, like you guys.
Like, well, based on what you just said, none of the thing that you just said that it included sounds spicy. You said tomato.
That's it.
Like you're thinking like marinara sauce.
Said zero.
Like basic.
Said zero on there about the fact that I was going to be eating the sun with a fork straight from a plate. So it was that, but. Well,
what did the server do?
Nothing. I thought I did it very well. I thought I handled it well. But then I got picked on later in the evening for saying, oh, you want to send that back? I was like, I didn't send it back. I just said I couldn't eat it. I didn't expect them to change it. And I wasn't trying to get a free meal, you know.
Especially if you didn't eat it.
I didn't eat it, but I still paid half for it. They gave me 50% really? Off of it.
Okay.
So they didn't give it to me for free.
Because I've worked in a restaurant before. I get nervous seeing food come back. Chefs get very mad. Their ego is like tarnished.
I know.
What? They don't like it? Ah!
That's the last thing I would want to do. But I'm not eating it. So
you would hope the restaurant might take in consideration, put a better description on the menu, perhaps?
Correct.
If you order it, maybe the server will go, can I tell you, it's really hot, spicy. It'll
something.
Catch off guard.
Or put it in the line of all the ingredients that there's, I don't know, curry.
Now, are you going to start asking anytime you go out, is this spicy? Just ask ahead of time, even if it doesn't say, just for your own protection.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. But I thought it was weird, too, that they didn't just comp it. No, can't, because you already cooked it, and you did use ingredients, right?
That's a tough call. I mean, there were six at the table, so five are paying, one might not. They didn't touch the food.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have offered it to your friends. Maybe that would have been it. Hey, if we're going to pay for it, why don't you all take a bite? You might like the hot, spicy stuff. To prevent that wrong meal that you don't know about, this is what I always ask the server. I got it for you next. Hopefully, it'll help you, too. Hey, it was TJ out with some friends, real fancy restaurants. There were six of them total. Five had great meals. Hers was a little too spicy. And the waiter took it back, gave her half off. You know what I do sometimes to prevent that, especially if I'm at a new place? I just flat out ask the server, What's your best meal? What's your most popular meal?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite meal?
Yeah.
The minute they say, well, everything, I'm like, no, no, it's not. Don't lie to me. Give me something.
Lies.
Give me something you like to eat on your break.
Right.
And I'll usually go that route.
You right.
Know, short ribs. Okay, they're that good? Okay, I'll try it. Everybody orders this. Chicken parm. Okay, I'll try that.
Right.
I try to put it back on them. What's
That's a
popular?
Good idea.
I am curious, though. So, if you didn't eat any of your meal, it was too spicy, and it happens. Did any of your friends offer you bites of theirs to try? What did you eat?
No, I had a drive-thru on our way home.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of friends are that?
No, it's, they, you know, it was fine. I sent it back, can't eat it. I ordered it. Menu did not specify, whatever. I'm over it.
Would have offered you half of the chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I stole some of Steve's, a little bit of Steve's, but you know.
It's not stealing. Your husband and
right.
wife, you share things
yes.
together.
Yes, what's yours is mine and what yeah. mine is mine.
Whether he likes it or not. WB, Rochester's new country, a double shot of Dylan there. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott, boys back home. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe and producer Hope back from her sickness. The most I hate about being sick is just being stir crazy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
After a day or two, I need to get out. Whether I'm good or bad, I need fresh air. I don't want to look at my walls anymore. Oh, just hate it. Let me guess, you're laying around there going, oh, I need to change that. I need to improve that. Or did it help you figure out a Christmas gift you really want?
Both, honestly. So I'm sitting there and, you know, my condo is Golden Girls themed. You walk in, it's like it's 1980 in there.
Mm-hmm.
I got my blue velvet dining room chairs and my gold chrome dining room table, but my light fixture in the dining room is new. They just updated it before they listed it, but it doesn't match any of my 1980s vintage stuff. So I'm scrolling through Facebook Marketplace trying to get ideas. My dad doesn't start Christmas shopping until Christmas Eve. So I'm like, I know he's not even started mine. So let me see if there's anything I can send to him. And then bonus, he'll also pick it up for me.
Right.
In addition to getting it as a gift. So I send him this Sputnik chandelier, globe, gold, it's all jutting out. Looks like kind of 60s-ish, but I think it would match with all of my other gold stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't like this. He's like, I like what you have better. And he's arguing with me. He doesn't want to get it for me because he likes the light fixture I have currently.
Now, yours is good enough.
But Dad, it's townhome condo. This is what I want. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it, huh?
He was like, who's going to install it? I was like, you're not going to install it?
Ah, there it is. Ding, 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 ding.
Jerry doesn't want to get on a ladder. That's what this is all about.
And he doesn't want to be messing around with... Yeah, he's going to buy himself time all day long. He doesn't want to install that.
All the time about how easy it is to change out a light fixture. We'll pull up YouTube University. Just got to turn the power off, put some caps on.
Oh, yeah.
It seems pretty easy to change out a light fixture.
Did you really work your dad? Jerry, I'm sick. Give me the chandelier.
All I want for Christmas is an awesome Sputnik-looking weird chandelier, Dad.
That's all I want.
Please. Hopefully I make it to next Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't get it for me for this Christmas.
You really got to work them like that. She's right. You got to work them like that. Let's make a part of the world's easiest contest. New Year's Eve plans. We got a fun giveaway here.
Oh, boy. Let's rock the boat and bring in the new year with Del Lago Resort and Casino. Get this. Listen to this prize pack. Tickets to Del Lago Resort and Casino's New Year's Eve event. This includes your VIP access for two to the exclusive White Claw Shores Club and the Boathouse Row concert happening that evening as well. So you can sing along to all your favorite rock, yacht rock hits. And again, you do have to be 21 or older to attend.
All right. You want to win that? Be call number 19, the world's easiest contest. Sick Hope wanted this for Christmas. Her dad said, no, I like what you got. She's like, no, this is what I want. It is a Sputnik is how you described it. Chandelier.
That's the name on Facebook Marketplace. And it's still listed. So I'm like, he's not getting that for me. I sent it almost a week ago. And it's still floating around on Facebook Marketplace.
You ain't getting that.
Yeah. Chandelier. That's the answer we're looking for you to win. Call number 19, 585-252 WBEE. 825-WBEE. Wake up and win with your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe, producer Hope, and Tanya, you are in the carpool lane dropping off your little one. Their name, please.
Rain.
Rain, good morning. Let's see if you could bring your mama some luck. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. Hope is back from her sickness. And while she was just laying there in bed, blowing her nose, she was looking around. What do I want in my condo? I'm going to ask my dad for it. And he denied her. What was it?
A chandelier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some sort of weird looking brassy Sputnik looking thing. But dad doesn't want to install it, so.
No go.
Well, Tanya, congratulations. You got plenty of time. Make sure you got some child care because you have two tickets to Del Lago Resort and Casino's New Year's Eve event.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be so much fun. It includes your VIP access to the exclusive White Claw Shores Club Boathouse Row concert happening. So it's all a yacht rock hits sing-along favorite show.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it definitely is. So make sure you get that babysitter prepared for New Year's Eve. And how about that black dress? You got one hanging in a closet you could wear?
I would have to find one.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's in there somewhere.
Put it on the Christmas wish list. Someone buy me a black dress. Enjoy. We'll have more to win tomorrow. Tell your family, friends, and coworkers at 8:25. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. Love the Bee Morning Coffee Club. I actually have been doing it since I was a kid, so if I don't listen to it, it's weird.
Okay. She inherited.
Like you're missing out on something, yes. FOMO.
Yes.